In these folders, you can begin to assemble materials for your sermons. Try to stay at least 3 Sundays ahead. Now begin to work out the specific sermon theme and the major divisions. As you keep the themes of the sermons in mind, gather materials from your reading, newspapers, magazines, illustration books, devotional books, sermon books, quotations, take note of personal experiences, take note of the experiences of other people or of someone in your family, other timely events. Sometimes you can collect a lot of this material in a folder and you may not use even a third of it, but if you can use at least some of it, your sermon is likely to be much more timely, more interesting, and more relevant. Step number 6, isn't it? Yes. Make judicious use of object lessons in the pulpit. Be aware that there are other ways of communicating God's truth to people besides through the ear. The books by Eldon Weisheit are particularly helpful as far as giving ideas for visual aids. Much will depend on how comfortable you feel with visual aids, but it's only as you think about your sermon ahead of time, 2 or 3 weeks before, that you can also think of possible visual aids that could accompany your message. If you have to preach to children or you have to prepare a special children's sermon, you're going to be much more inclined to figure out appropriate visual aids. What you need to watch out for, of course, is that these visual aids do not detract from the message itself. Sometimes people remember the object, but they don't remember the message that was conveyed. Then the final step that I would suggest in your planning of the preaching program is provision for feedback from your congregation. Somehow, preachers need to find out how they're doing in their preaching. This concern can be pathological, I realize that. You're not trying to get praise, and on the other hand, if you get honest reactions, you have to be careful that you don't get terribly defensive and feel that you ought to quit the ministry now because your sermons aren't going over. No, the reactions, if they're honest, will be generally in between the two extremes of praise or blame. Some preachers have inserted a paper in the bulletin in which they have carefully worded some questions with the idea of getting an honest evaluation from the congregation. If you will do that, you will get a lot of help in the preparation of your preaching program the following year. What is happening in your congregation as a result of your preaching ought to give you some indication of what you need to be doing. So then, these are some of the specific steps that you could follow in planning your preaching program ahead of time. From my own experience, I can say that planning the preaching program is a worthwhile endeavor. The reasons I outlined in the beginning of this lecture for doing so are all reasons that pretty much grow out of my own personal experience. They may not all be relevant, that is, these reasons may not all be relevant for you, At the same time, I'm convinced that only as we work ahead can we utilize the abilities that God has given us best to communicate His word by means of the servant.